gentlemen, your attention, please.
Oh, and remember, Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
In the big city of Chicago, there are at least 72 radio stations. That's quite a heap.
It's time for the biggest train wreck in Chicago radio history.
Thank God it's
You are my Lebanese lover, Pete.
Here's Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Let's bring on our first guest. I've been friends with her for almost 30 years. Denise, that ages us when I say that. Should I introduce
I know.
You? I don't think I should say that anymore.
Well, should we crank it back to 25?
I've known her for a long time. How's that?
Well, come on. You know, since kindergarten, how would they know? I mean, honestly.
Psychic Denise Gazzardo. And the reason that we
I was his babysitter.
Yes, she was. We were talking last night. I've had two very strange encounters. And I sent you that text that said, hey, is there a full moon or is a full moon coming up? Because yesterday, two women out of the blue that I work with regularly just laid into me, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Actually, the moon is full on Monday, and it's full in Sagittarius, so that should be helpful, but I think a lot of times, you know, kind of creeping up on the actual, you know, when it all aligns, people can get a little nippy.
Okay.
You know? Dad is pretty positive, and, you know, he'll feel more energetic, but, you know, trying to get through Monday, and you know, that's another story, honestly.
You posted an article on Facebook today about how we blame things on the full moon.
Yeah, that was a cute article. It basically said that the moon is tired of being blamed for people's bad behavior. Mm-hmm. It was adorable.
And you release horoscopes once a week? On your Facebook page. So if people want their horoscopes, they can go to your Facebook page. If they want to make an appointment with you, if they don't get through tonight, they can call you, make an appointment, 815-398-3983. And you do, of course, readings over the phone. You do house parties.
Yes.
You came to Chicago a few times and you rid some houses of ghosts. You do that?
Oh, a lot. It's amazing how common that is. I've been to Chicago many times for houses that are highly active, and nobody wants to talk about it.
No.
You know, like, you know, we don't know where to turn. And then in comes me, and I get rid of them. There's only one house I've had to go back to two times. I guarantee my work.
Oh, nice.
So there was a house on Nagel.
Okay.
That I had to go back to twice.
But usually one time and the spirit's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you have all we need to know is your birth date and a question. We don't want death questions. We don't want sick questions, finances, love, things like that. Denise, I want to start with Vivi, our producer, who... When's your birthday, Vivi?
My birthday is January 31st.
January 31st.
Do you... Oh, one of my adorable Aquariuses. I love them.
Oh, that's so great. I'm so nervous right now.
What do you want to know?
Don't be nervous. What's your question?
There could be a upcoming a job opportunity. So my question is, where do you see my career taking within the next month or possibly the rest of this year?
Okay. You should have all the details aligned in July.
That's quick.
So,
that's 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's keep it all the way to the end of July.
Okay.
So, you know, so during the month of July is when, you know, you're getting the details and you're negotiating, you know, whatever the contract is. And looks like you're pretty happy with the outcome.
Okay.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Roger, what's your birthday?
6:20.
Roger. Jesus, somebody hit
the dog. Oh, boy. They're dogs.
Wow. They're
Roger, this is the good sign.
My life is going to the dogs.
Roger's loyal, you know. This never happens. It never happens.
That's great.
He wants to be a star.
My voice has that effect on animals.
That is so funny.
No, I was just gonna say Roger has such a pleasant voice.
He does, doesn't he? It's very calming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's soothing. You could do, like, meditation tapes and things.
Well, I talk to myself a lot, and I keep falling asleep, so I'm not sure.
Well, Roger, when's your birthday?
It's coming up soon, June 24th.
June 24th. What do you want to know?
Well, I want to know if I've got this big family trip scheduled for next year, beginning of September. It's a promise I made to my grandkids. And I've been desperately trying to save up enough money for it. And I just want to know if all my worrying about this, my fretting, my anguish, my rendering of my clothes, all of that will be for naught, that everything's going to come off without a hitch, and the kids are going to have the best time of their life.
It actually, there appears to be some type of lump sum of money coming out of left field for this as well. So I'm liking that.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
I hope I get a lump sum.
I've had a few lumps that people have delivered.
That's a different type of lump. Yes.
Yeah, it's like an unexpected, like a windfall. But however... Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you should be foolish, and you're a Cancer, so you're never going to be foolish about money. So we're not worried about that. It's actually going to be it's going to turn out so well for everyone. It really is. It's going to be great.
Wonderful. I'm very happy to hear that.
Love it. All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, when's your birthday?
9/27, September 27th.
September 27th. What do you want to know from psychic Denise Gazzardo?
Oh, well, I thought you said you didn't want anything about finance, but I was questioning about what's her opinion of my current state of affairs, if she can do that.
Okay.
And potential for continued progress or windfall.
With your finances, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Righty. And you said September...
27th.
September 27th.
Yep.
All right.
Got a little bit of an echo, don't we? Okay.
It's okay. I like it. It's kind of haunted and cool like that.
Yeah. Should I get the haunting music?
Yeah, right? October is there's something that's aligning in October that's going to give you a boost. I don't know if that's a time that you're going to be doing reviews or going through something like that, or there could also be an outside environment that may want to steal you away from your current situation.
Repeat that.
So October, you could have an opportunity, and it looks good in October. All right, Joe? All right. Thank you, Joe. 312-981-7200, Psychic Denise Gazzardo. Denise, I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll grab some more calls when we come back, okay?
Sounds good.
Again, if you want to make an appointment with Denise, you can go to, or you can call 815-398-3983, or just go to your Facebook page, right?
Yes, Denise.
There it is. 312-981-7200. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Psychic Denise Gazzardo on the line, a very longtime friend. Denise?
Yeah?
I have two opportunities coming up in the next 30 days with radio and TV. What's going to hit first?
Oh, feels like the visual.
TV?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I like to hear that. That's nice.
I know, right?
Let's go to Ann. Ann, thanks for calling in. When's your birthday?
March 20th.
March 20th. Okay, what would you like to know?
Romance.
Oh, yeah, love. Okay.
Ooh. Okay, are you aware of an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius man in the mix right now? Is it somebody that you're... that's in your orbit, or am I jumping ahead a couple tracks on the 8-track there?
What's the birthday for Sagittarius? What's the time frame?
End of November through December.
Yes. Oh. Sagittarius.
Okay.
Okay. I'm liking this connection. Does it feel like it's moving a little, or the tempo isn't quite comfortable for you at this point?
Well, I don't know. There's been ups and downs, more downs probably than ups.
All right. Okay, well, but there's a magnetic field here that's pulling the two of you together, and I think the best way I would move forward with this would be just to take your hands off the steering wheel.
And just kind of let it evolve.
Let it glide. Because, you know, when you guys are good, man, you guys are good. You know what I'm saying? So I think sometimes we try to put things in frames and hang them on the wall. And if we just stay in the moment, you know,
right.
Days and weeks and years go by. Does that make any sense?
Yep. Okay.
How about Ann? Does that make sense, Ann?
Ann, are you still with us? There you are. Okay.
I am. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ann. Have a great night.
You're welcome, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Sandy. Sandy, when's your birthday?
August 20th.
August 20th. What do you want to know?
Finances.
Finances. Okay.
How are they?
What's that, hon?
Sandy, say that again. We missed it.
Finances, and how are they going to look for me?
Finances. How are they going to look?
Okay, August is a really, really good transitional time frame for additional income. Do you have anything on the table right now with, like, a self-employed or self-contracted type work in addition to, like, your day job?
No, actually, I've actually had somebody been asking me to do a side job, become an independent employee.
Okay, I want you to explore that because I think the ability to really, you know, grow with your financial, your second house area is going to be complemented by that. I'd check it out. I really would.
Okay.
All right.
Can you do that and just, like, maintain your day job for a while, or are they coming at you with an all or nothing thing?
No, it would be something I can do through the internet at night.
Great. Why wouldn't you do it? Let's get another income going.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised as to how that will turn out.
That's why I'm free to do it, is I don't know how it's going to turn out.
Well, I'm telling you that it's going to be a pleasant surprise. No, I mean, it will be very lucrative.
Yes. Sandy, you got to go for it. I'm going to try to bang through some of these calls. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo. When's your birthday?
October 18th.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Just curious about career projects and work.
Career projects and work. Okay.
Okay. All righty. Anything that you're involved in right now that is involving, like, visual or audio demonstrations of some way, shape, or form?
I give a lot of presentations.
Okay. All righty. And the outcome, one of the times that I'm seeing that are going to be really strong for you with something that you're gearing up to, you know, display to those, the powers that be, is going to be between September and October. And it's almost like the sky's the limit because you're tapping into some resources and connections that weren't available to you before. So I want you to trust your gut on this one. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Boy, that sounds great. That's a great outlook. Thanks, Jennifer. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, let's go to Ray. Ray, when is your birthday?
April 8th.
And what would you like to know?
Well, it's a family issue. Just wondering, there's a lot of discord currently going on between me and various family members, and like to know if that's going to de-escalate in the near future.
Be escalating or quieting down?
Quieting down, de-escalating.
De-escalating, okay.
Got it. Okay, that's good. That's good. Is there a woman or a matriarchal figure that's kind of at the bottom of this whole thing?
Not really. But,
in some way, shape, or form? Okay,
no.
If that's not evident to you, then I think I would, like, snap the panoramic lens on your camera and just kind of look at the entire landscape. Because I feel like through that, if you can find the source of this that's maybe been kind of hiding behind the bushes, so to speak, or whatever, you'll be able to gain some ground and get this cooled off.
So find the source. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's take.
Yeah, because it wasn't evident to him, so.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, when's your birthday? You're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo.
Hi, July 5th.
July 5th. What do you want to know?
What the upcoming finances look like in the next few months.
Finances. We all want a windfall like Roger's going to get.
Oh,
someone's just going to drop a bag of money in your lap.
That's
well,
right.
Scout is in love with Roger, as you could see.
Your
she
dog.
Jumped up and started, yes.
Yes.
All right. Finances for you, dear. Legal documents and contracts and agreements are going to be all culminating in paying off in November. So I'm liking that. And it feels like one of these contracts or legal things is going to come out of left field. But I don't want you to get nervous about that, because sometimes when we kind of put all that together, we can think, oh, I don't know that I want to inherit money. It's not anything like that. This is a positive outcome.
So November for Jim. Okay.
Yeah.
And let's do one more with Carly. Carly, what's your birthday?
March 30th.
And what would you like to know?
Love, if I'm going to find that true love.
Oh, love. Denise, is Carly going to find love?
Okay. Actually, quicker than you think. There's a connection that you make in July, actually. And it's possible that that could be around the 4th. But it won't be as evident to you. So, you know, this may be a group of people and, you know, somebody's connected to somebody and so on and so forth. And you know, you get that little bit of a glimpse, but then it's like they go in one direction, you go in another. And then it's like, oh, well, that was fun. That was nice. And then all of a sudden, you know, between July and then up and through like October, this starts to become a trend.
Yeah.
And I get the sense, so, you know, just breathe through it. Sometimes things that simmer on the stove end up having a much better flavor than something that's pan flash fried, you know. So I'm getting the sense that, you know, he could be an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. Now, just in case I'm picking up his rising sign, this guy is, like, really animated and fun and open and, you know, the more the merrier.
Right.
And, you know, especially you being a Cancer, you know, Leos are really, that's a really dynamic connection. But any of them, Aries, Leo, or Sag are good.
Carly, I love it.
Rising
okay.
sign.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, that sounds good. And Denise, I'm a Leo. My wife is a Cancer, so that works perfectly.
Oh, my mom was a Leo, and my dad was a Cancer.
And just the recap for the show, Roger, you're going to get a bag of money. It's going to drop on your doorstep. Vivi is going to move to L.A. and get married. No, she's going to get a job.
Yeah.
Okay, in July. And I'll be on TV in 3 weeks.
Is that on America's Most Wanted? Sorry.
By the way, Denise, we had Andy on. Remember when you told Mazur on New Year's Day that he was going to get a job, and a month later he got the White Sox job?
He did. Yeah. I'm so happy about that.
Yes, he was so down at that point. I wish I would have taken a snapshot of that day, because Andy was just like, my life's in the toilet. And then we had you on, and you gave him hope, and boom, 3 weeks later. You can call Denise.
And there were some other things that transpired in his reading that came true as
right.
well. Yeah.
The girl, and then he broke up with her. Yes.
Oh,
you can call Denise at home and make an appointment, 815-398-3983. Just go to Facebook, and it's Denise Gazzardo Psychic. Denise, you're the best. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks,
honey.
Denise.
You guys try to stay dry. You know,
I know, and try to stay happy with all this rain. Thanks, Denise.
Movies. Go to movies.
Go
That's
to movies.
All you can do in the rain.
All right. It's 720 WGN.
Now back to Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Who doesn't love barbecue? I could just smell it. Southern Cut Barbecue is located at 198 East Delaware Place, right next to the Hancock. And joining us is Chef Bill Clare from Southern Cut Barbecue. It's great to see you, man.
It's nice to see you, too.
Boy, you smell good. I just want to hug you. Oh, my gosh. Vivi went to answer the door when you guys got here, and she's like, he smells so good. I'm like, I can't wait to meet this guy. How long you been doing this?
About 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
You started out as a busboy at 27. Is that right?
Yep.
You're kidding me.
No, I had.
What were you doing before that?
Ex-military.
Okay.
So when I got out of the service, it was just, you know, trying to figure out where I was going to go in life.
Right.
Became a personal trainer, and then, you know, just situations happened, and I said, well, I need another job, pick up some extra money, answer an ad, and next thing I know, I'm in the kitchen.
So you start busing, and you decide, wow, I kind of like this food thing.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, excuse me, the chef looked at me, and he says, hey, you know, you're fast. He's like, we need somebody fast in the kitchen. Do you think you're up for it? And I said, well, let's give it a try. So my very first day in the kitchen was the guy that was supposed to train me was walking out, basically, you know, giving everybody the bird. And
really? He quit?
Said, yeah, he said, here's this book. Follow these recipes. And I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know?
Okay.
He's giving me recipes of, you know, raspberry vinaigrette that I have absolutely no idea what a raspberry looks like.
Right.
So I'm
right.
Like,
so
I'm
you
like,
don't know what you're doing.
What do I do? What do I do? You know? So he comes over, helps me, and next thing you know, 4 years later, you know, I'm like the sous chef there and just, you know, knocking stuff out of the park. So
does food come easy to you, making food?
Now it does. For a while, it was more of a mental block.
You okay.
know, I would come into a situation and just stonewall. You know, didn't have any way of creatively going around a situation or trying to work through it. It was always just, here it is, here's a problem. And then I just break.
Okay.
So it took a little bit of time to get past a hurdle and just let my cooking speak for itself.
Got it. That makes sense. So what was the restaurant that you started out at?
Giovanni's restaurant in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so it was an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
How do you go from Italian food to barbecue?
It's not that far off.
Really?
Really?
Barbecue sauce is a mother sauce. It's a tomato-based sauce.
Gosh, you're right. You don't really think about that, but that is true.
Mm-hmm.
So you decide this on your own, or what'd you do?
This was one of those things where throughout my career, I didn't know which way I was going.
Okay.
So when I decided to make a leap, I, of course, happened to follow a woman to Texas.
And, of course.
You know, one of those things.
You follow a woman to Texas.
Mm. As my face turns nice and red.
Right, right.
And it was a completely unique situation that I walked into. There was a brand new restaurant opening up. It was called Cattle Street Grill. Unfortunately, they just closed because of Obamacare or whatever. That's just, you know, one of those things that it happened.
Right.
But they had this huge smoker in-house. They had one in the back where they were doing open pits. So I got to see the best of both worlds. I got to see the closed smoker and open smoker, cold smoking, hot smoking. So it was a various, you know, education
right.
for, you know, a full 2 years that I was in Texas.
Man, your eyes are just huge. You're talking about the open smoker. Explain to me the cold smoke, the open smoke. What is that all about?
Well, open smoke is basically where you have a lot of circulation. So the circulation part is you leave it slightly open so you have a lot of turnover of smoke.
Okay.
Cold smoke means that you're not cooking at a very high temperature, meaning 90 degrees or lower.
And what are you cooking usually when you do that?
You can do anything, cheese, fish.
Okay.
You know, you can even do various meats. And when I say various meats, not meaning what we have here in the studio, like the brisket and all that stuff.
Right.
More along the lines of you could smoke a burger if you wanted to, or you could smoke a piece of white fish. You know, because it's not fully dense, so
right.
you can turn around and just, you know, leave that at a minimal temperature, do a 30-minute smoke, and you're solid. You'll have serious smoke flavor.
God, I love it.
We just did, over at the restaurant, we were playing around R&D and trying to figure out what we could do with bananas.
R&D, by the way, research and development.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
At the restaurant.
Right. We started playing around doing smoked bananas.
Smoked bananas.
Yeah.
And that big smoker that you guys have?
No. We actually got a little gun for the cold smoking purpose. And,
okay.
You know, we wrapped it up and made it airtight and shot it with a whole bunch of smoke, let it sit for like 15 minutes and tasted it. And we were like, wow, that's different.
I feel like anything smoked is going to taste great. You could take a shoe and smoke it. I mean, I think I would eat it. Absolutely.
maybe deep fry it. You know, you never know.
Man, I've been to Southern Cut Barbecue probably a dozen times. I absolutely love it.
Nice.
How long do you cook the brisket?
Oh, we're doing 12 hours.
12 hours.
12 to 13 hours.
Is that normal?
Yeah, for that. For both, depending on the size. So, you know, if it's a smaller brisket, it's going to go easy 12 hours. If it's a little bit larger, it might be 13 to 14 hours.
Okay.
It also depends on temperature, too. So the higher your temperature, shorter the cook, lower the temperature, longer to cook.
I feel like when I go to people's houses and they have that green egg smoker, the brisket is always dry. Well, they always overcook it. Why is that?
There's all kinds of variables in that. It could
because
be,
most people have, they have the app now where the thermometer goes in the meat and they can stare at their phone, but it always seems to come out too dry.
Well, for that, I mean, it's temperature.
Okay.
Temperature is a huge
too high?
Factor. Yeah, it could be too high. Also, we take a pan of water so that we can create moisture and keep it in the smoker.
Okay.
So we always have a pan of water inside of our smoker. That helps. And we also spray base. So that helps, too.
So you're spraying with water?
No, we're spraying it with a mixture of apple juice, apple cider vinegar, and water.
I'm just making stuff up. I can't cook to save my life, but I love it.
Hey. Fireball questions. I'm going good.
I love it. Roger, do you barbecue? You're a barbecue guy, right?
I still have my barbecue, but I do not barbecue as much as I used to, and I used to be a fanatic. I used to let my skirt steaks, my beef ribs, I used to let them marinate for 24 hours in the refrigerator. The beef ribs, since they're a little bit thicker, and I didn't want them to the outside to burn, because I don't have a professional grill. I didn't want the outside to burn before the inside was cooked enough, and I kind of like the meats medium rare. I would microwave them for about 45 seconds
to a minute. Oh, chef doesn't like that. So he just gave you
sorry,
a grimace.
He gave me a dirty look.
A microwave.
Well, I did. I would microwave for about an hour. About
an hour.
A minute.
That's good.
Really cooked. About a minute. But then I would let that soak in the marinade overnight. And then I would barbecue it. And it was, I'm sorry, chef, but it was beautiful.
It worked.
I'm not disagreeing because, you know, I'm in my head thinking about the thought process, you know. Vinegar is going to break it down. When you hit it with the microwave, it's going to cook the internal temperature to where it's not going to be overcooked in any way, shape, or form. It's still going to be raw. And then after that, you know, it breaks down a little bit, so it's good.
Yeah. See, I kind of knew what I was doing.
Kind of, sort of. Chef, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to talk a little more about Southern Cut Barbecue and, you know, the smoker.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I love it. By the way, my mother, when she made ribs, I come from a very large family, and she wanted to speed up the process. Mm-hmm. She used to boil the ribs. And
that's a myth. I mean,
she boiled the ribs and throw them on the grill and cook them very quickly.
Right.
She had to get it done.
Well, because, you know, she's already cooking ribs to the fall point.
Right.
So they're not just, you know, what we do is we take them straight from where they are.
Yes.
And we put them in a smoker for close to 4 hours.
Right. But my mother would put them on the grill, and then she'd burn them. So I thought, growing up, barbecue, you had to have, they had to be black.
Was she just throwing on the barbecue sauce and all that, and, you know, getting all that nice crystallization on there?
Oh, man, it was just terrible. Everything was burnt at our house. Chef Bill Clare is here from Southern Cut Barbecue, located at 198 East Delaware.
Yes,
I can't even talk. I swear, I haven't had anything to drink. SouthernCutBBQ.com is your website.
Yes, it is.
All right, more with Chef coming up next. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios from Southern Cut Barbecue at 198 East Delaware Place. Chef Bill Clare is here. You can go to SouthernCutBBQ.com. You're having Father's Day brunch, barbecue brunch on Sunday.
Yes, we are.
At Southern Cut.
We are.
Nothing better than eggs, bacon, Newski's bacon, and some ribs.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Come check out the full menu.
Vivi is eating the mac and cheese like she's going to the electric chair. Oh my gosh, you're shoveling it in. When was the last time you ate? Tuesday? Wow. And what did you say off the air, Chef?
She has an open door policy over at Southern Cut for the mac and cheese.
You can just stop by any time for the mac and cheese.
All right.
Why is that mac and cheese so good?
Oh my God, don't tell me what's in there.
I can't because it's a secret recipe,
isn't it?
Yeah, we use pork mafia. For our spice blends?
Pork mafia.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know what that is, but it sounds great.
That's the guy that does our spices.
Oh, okay.
And, excuse me. So, I just fell into it one day. I said, I want something to eat. And I was like, oh, mac and cheese. And then I looked around the kitchen and I said, oh, I want that. And I put it in there and now it's Southern Cut mac and cheese.
So, you just throw some spices in and if it tastes good to you, boom, you're going to throw it on the menu.
Right.
That's fantastic. So, people listening right now, you're a chef.
Yes.
And you work at Southern Cut Barbecue?
Yes.
Okay. They want to make ribs on Sunday for Father's Day. How do they prepare the ribs? What kind of rub should they use, and how long on the grill?
It all depends on, basically, it's taste and flavor, because you have all different types of ways of making ribs. You can go the bitter way, so you should have the vinegar aspect to it.
Which
so,
I love. I love that.
If you want the vinegar aspect, then you're going to want to put it in a brine that does have vinegar, some sort of vinegar, whether it be white wine or apple cider or something like that, or even champagne. You want a little bit of acid, so you're going to have lemon in there, lime in there. Or if you want to go sweet, then do a brine that has salt and brown sugar in it.
So just rub that on?
Well, it's a brine, so it's liquid. So it's going to be in liquid form.
Got it.
Let that sit for anywhere between 12 to 24 hours. And then after that, pull it. Let it air dry for a little while. Pat it down. And whatever your rub is that you want to make, whether it be garlic powder, onion powder, garlic powder.
Okay.
You can put whatever spice you want on there, meaning like cayenne pepper. It's all dependent on flavor, but my best advice is that whatever you're going to do, put it in the bowl, mix it first, and then taste it before you put it on there. Because if you don't like it, you're not going to like it on the meat.
Why don't we do that? That makes so much sense. Nobody does that, do they? It makes so much sense.
A lot of people that I come across...
Taste it, and if it tastes good, put it on your ribs.
Well, what I'm saying is because when a lot of people, they make a rub,
right?
They don't taste it. They just, you know, let me throw this in. And they don't just take the time to, let me whisk this up.
Yep.
Maybe it needs salt. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it needs a little bit more pepper.
Sure.
Maybe it needs a little bit more garlic, you know? So play with it until you go, okay, well, I kind of like this.
And the pork ribs, direct heat, indirect heat. How long on the grill?
Depends on what kind of flavor you want. Again, so if you go indirect heat, then it's going to take a little bit longer of a cook time.
Right.
If you go direct heat, then you have to watch it very carefully.
Right.
Because you have to remember something. It's sitting in a brine, so it's automatically tenderizing the meat. So if you have it on the grill for anywhere between, if it's any longer than, I would say, 8 minutes, then you're going to have some nice dark ribs.
Chef, you know your stuff.
I'm okay.
Vivi, don't you feel like he knows his stuff, but he also wants to step over here and punch me in the neck at any second? You could be a bouncer, too. You know.
No comment.
Thank you for coming in, man. This is all great stuff.
Thank
and
you.
Tell everyone that you brought us the brisket.
Yep.
By the way, they can get this at Father's Day brunch, right?
Yeah, they can get all everything that's on the table here.
And that is the banana fofana cream pie,
which is
off the charts. It is. It's fantastic. So what do we have? You got the brisket there?
Brisket, pulled chicken,
okay.
Chopped brisket, the sliced brisket, of course. Brought in our wings.
Okay.
Our wings are to die for. I actually love them. Mac and cheese, the one that I just told you about how I
developed
it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also brought in our sauces, too. I brought in our both our spicy and our mild, and then our North Carolina, honey mustard.
Okay.
And then our East Kansas vinegar.
Got
it. So, recommendation is that the honey mustard goes on with the chicken, and then the vinegar with the pork.
Love the vinegar with the pork.
I love the mac and cheese.
Of course you do.
She's still loving mac and cheese.
Of course you do. I've been doing radio forever, and I've had chefs in over the years. I've never had a chef bring in an intern before. The chef brought in Amy, the intern. Is she learning under you? Is she? She wants to become a chef.
I don't know if she's really learned a whole lot from me, but
you learned anything from him, Amy? She's shaking her head. Yes,
I've put her through the paces.
Nice, Chef Bill Clare, Southern Cut Barbecue, southerncutbbq.com, 312-280-8887-198 East Delaware, right next to the Hancock. It's good to see you, Chef.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you back sometime soon.
Thank you.
It's 720 WGN.
Now back to Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 312-981-7200. One of the things that I loved doing when I was a kid was going to a record store and just staying there for hours. There is a brand new record store that is opening today, Saturday, in Portage Park at 4356 North Milwaukee. And let's welcome in the owner of Tone Deaf Records. Tony, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Congratulations. So what time do you open up tomorrow?
I'll be open from noon to 7.
Noon to 7. Now, Tony, right. How did you decide to open up a record store? Now, you were in the regular business field, is that right?
Yeah, I worked in IT for the last 20-plus years, and every year that went by, I just got more and more, just hated it more and more, and just realized that I was doing something I didn't enjoy doing. And, you know, I've been collecting records since I was a kid, and my girlfriend at the time, just, you know, I'd come home every day and she'd say, you know, you're just so unhappy. You know, one day she's like, why don't you just open up a record store? And it was like, bam, sure, that sounds like a great idea. So I started working on it.
Why don't you open up a record store and quit your job? Okay, I'll quit my job.
Yeah.
How long has it taken since she gave you the idea until you open tomorrow or today?
I would say between 2 or 3 years. I was flirting around with the idea of how I was going to do it for a while. And then while I was doing that, I started buying record collections from people around town. And really the last year, I quit my job last September. And in the last year, it's really just, you know, I've been really working my tail off to make it happen. So I'd say like the last 6 months is really where I really started going for it.
Tone Deaf Records opens Saturday, later today at noon at 4356 North Milwaukee. Where's 4300 North? It's Milwaukee and what? What's the cross street?
It's a little bit south of Montrose. I'm a couple of storefronts down from Montrose.
Oh, wow. Okay. Got that.
Yeah.
What was your first record that you bought when you were a kid?
I don't remember the first record. I can tell you the first record in memory, sort of a funny story. My mom wanted to take me to a record store, and I was really getting into heavy metal at the time. I think I was like 6 or 7 at the time. And,
6 or 7, and you're into metal?
I was into metal, yeah. Well, my neighbor down the street from, you know, started listening to Iron Maiden and all that stuff, and I started getting into it.
Wow.
So I wanted to buy a Kiss record that had the front cover has a picture of Gene Simmons with blood in his mouth, and I just thought it was the coolest thing, and my mom just wouldn't have it, so she made me buy an Eagles record instead, and I remember I was so upset. And I told my dad about it. My dad's like, all right, we're going to go there, and don't tell your mother, and he took me back to the record store, and I got that Kiss record, and I was so, so happy, and I had to hide it from my mom for a while.
The last few years, I'm not saying the last few years, probably the last 10 years, we've seen a resurgence with record players and albums. Sure. Tell me about Tone Deaf Records. Are you having CDs? Are you having albums? What do you have there?
It's mostly albums, a few 45s and a few CDs. You know, I'm going to give it a shot and see if people are still interested in them. I think mostly records is what's going to sell, and that's what people are interested in right now,
right?
You know, for a lot of reasons, and so, you know, I'm going to give the CDs a try, but I think what will end up happening is it'll probably just be all records eventually. So.
Tony, how does it work? How do you decide on what albums to get? Do you kind of feel out the neighborhood and see, okay, maybe they like metal, maybe they like classic rock? How do you decide?
Yeah, well, that's kind of a work in progress right now. I you know, Porter's Park neighborhood, it's a working class neighborhood. There's a lot of aging hipsters moving up from Logan Square that are getting, you know, priced out of the neighborhood. And so I think it's a pretty classic rock heavy neighborhood. So I've put a lot of classic rock in there, but I've also put a lot of other stuff that, you know, just to see what people are going to buy. And, you know, once I am able to gauge it over the next few months to see what people are interested in, I'll start, you know, stocking more of that and get rid of the stuff that people aren't as interested in. But it's a guessing game at this point.
Well,
it really is.
I feel like you got to have a lot of the Midwestern Chicago bands like REO, Styx, Cheap Trick, Chicago.
I got plenty of that stuff. I got so much of it, I don't know what to do with it. Yeah, I think you're right, and I think people are interested. It's funny, I've opened the door to a few people that just walked by, just, you know, kind of putting their nose in, and I let them browse around, and I was surprised, you know, people picking up records that I thought were just going to sit forever, and they're like, oh, this is cool, I'm going to buy this when you open. So, you know, you just never know.
How about 8 tracks?
I don't have any. I don't know what to do with them.
Probably for the best, because nobody has an 8-track player anymore.
8-track player. I think it's for the real diehard.
You do not.
I
just stop it.
I do. I swear to God.
You do not have an 8-track player.
Yes, I do. It's in my front room. It is a console system, and there's an 8-track player in it, and I have 8 tracks. Thank you very much.
Stop it.
It's got a turntable on it. It's got a mixer, AM/FM radio, and an 8-track player.
I'll never,
that still works.
Let me tell you something. I'll never forget this as long as I live. My sister had a car with an 8-track. My oldest sister died. She had an 8-track, and we had the AC/DC 8-track. And during Shook Me All Night Long, it shifted from 2 to 3.
No, right in the middle of the song.
Right in the middle of the song, which I didn't understand. They had four tracks, right? Or right. No, there was eight tracks.
Well, it was four tracks in stereo.
Yeah, okay, yes, okay. So it was four tracks.
Right.
So 2 to 3, I mean, if you have the AC/DC, Shook Me All Night Long, yes, Back in Black, yeah, it shifted from 2 to 3 in the middle of the song.
I actually, in college, I had a portable 8-track player that unfortunately, one day, I backed over with my car.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah, that's just too bad. Unfortunate.
So let me ask, since vinyl is back in, not that it ever really went out, but vinyl is really back.
It is.
People are buying the new turntables. They're getting into sound systems, and everyone is selling it. I mean, Barnes & Noble has a big album section now, and they're reissuing a lot of the old albums, hit albums from the 70s and 80s. So are you, for us older people... because I just, believe it or not, I just turned on a friend of mine to a Frank Sinatra album, Only the Lonely, that he fell in love with. So now he obviously has to go out and buy the album. So are you going to be carrying middle of the road stuff, what we used to call middle of the road in the business, Sinatra, Streisand?
Tony, I don't want to answer for you, but if you don't have the album, I'm sure you can order it, right?
Yeah, sure. I do have some of that stuff, and it's going to be, and not to insult anybody that's listening to this, that listens to that kind of stuff, it's bargain bin stuff, like the Streisand, Barry Manilow's. Yeah, here's the thing is that it's not that the music's bad or anything. It's just they made so many of those, back in the day that they're everywhere. It's not hard to find. So, there's a lot of stuff that I'm going to have in my dollar bins that's actually really good music, but it's just there's so much of it that it's not rare. I mean, a lot of the stuff is there's collectors out there that want to pick this stuff, pick up records. A lot of it based on how hard it is to find, not necessarily just for the music, but just for the collectability of it. And so, the Frank Sinatras, the Barbra Streisands, they made millions of those and they're everywhere. But, if you want to hear the music, bring a couple bucks and you got a couple of records.
Sounds good.
How much is an album outside the bargain bin?
Somebody actually asked me this earlier. I have records. My range of records is $0.25 to $250. It just depends on what it is. So I have some real rare stuff that's going to be expensive.
Okay.
But, average... On average, you can find, if you're talking about the classic rock stuff, anywhere between, $5 to $15, depending on what it is.
So, right. I figured the average price would be, $8 to $12, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, newer stuff, I'm going to be selling new stuff as well. There's new bands out there making new music and pressing new records, and there's a lot of good stuff coming out, and those are a little bit more expensive. The records back in the day when I was in the 80s and 90s when I was buying records to begin with, they're about $7 or $8. Now you're talking between like $15 to $25 for a new record. But they press them on really nice vinyl, and, the package is really beautiful with these beautiful covers, and so it's well worth it.
People want the artwork. I think that's why they want the album cover. I think
absolutely.
That's why they're buying it.
For sure. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Remember Columbia Records back in the day where you get 11 albums for, what was it, a penny?
For a penny.
Yeah, you'd have to tape the penny thing. Vivi is 12 years old, our producer. She doesn't remember albums, and she's looking at me like, what are you guys talking about? What is this segment?
That's so funny. My mom just texted me. She's like, your dad still has an 8-track console in Greece. Vintage. Whatever that means, Mom.
Oh, the 8-track. I don't understand the 8-track. When CDs came out, I want to say, when was that? Early 90s? Tony, is that right?
Yeah, it was mid. Yeah, early to mid-90s. Well, they came out in the late 80s, but they really took off in the mid-90s, early to mid-90s.
I moved from Peoria to Rockford in 1992, and I gave away or sold my entire album collection, and I had thousands.
Sure, sure.
Got rid of
I
all
hear that
of them.
From so many people. I mean, a lot of people that... They come by the shop or, I tell them I buy records and they're, I had the best record collection, but now I have their own CDs. And it's funny because now the CDs really aren't worth that much anymore.
So right.
It's come full circle.
I'm not kidding when I say this. I had 3,000 CDs in my garage and I just gave them away about 6 months ago. It's like, why do I have them? I'm not playing them.
You just, I know.
You just don't play CDs anymore. And the record player at Tone Deaf Records, do you have a penny that sits on the needle like you did back in the day?
Nope. I've actually got a real nice record player in there. So
okay.
They have counterweights on them now, and they, you know, no need for the penny. You can save it for your penny loafers.
Well, man, I'm going to stop by. I love record stores, and good luck to you. Tone Deaf Records opens in later today at noon in Portage Park, Milwaukee and Montrose, 4356 North Milwaukee. Tony, what's your website?
It's tonedeafrex.com. It's a work in progress, but it's got the basic information on it. But eventually, I'll be doing online sales as well with the, you know, searchable inventory and all that good stuff.
Wow. It's great. Congratulations, man. Continued good luck. I hope everything works out.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Tone Deaf Records, if you want to stop by in Portage Park. That's great. You root for guys like that.
Oh, yeah.
Quits his job, said, you know, I'm going to open up a record store. That's my love. Good for him. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios on 720 WGN. WGN. I want the young kids to pay attention for a second.
Here we go.
Something the younger generation will never understand is going to a record store, hanging out for hours on end, and actually holding the music in your hand. Reading the liner notes on the album. God, there was nothing better. I used to hang out at a record store called Co-op Records in Peoria on Main Street.
Wasn't that... I think there was a Co-op Records here in the Chicago area.
Could have been
back
a Philly
in the day.
Maybe.
Yeah. I went to... I grew up in Evanston. And so there was one main record store that we would always go to downtown.
Okay.
I think it was called Laurie's. L-A-U-R-Y apostrophe S.
Okay.
And we talked a while back, but that's where you would always get the Silver Dollar survey of the hits back in the 60s. Then the WCFL came out with their, I think it was the Big Ten survey, but they would also list like the top 30 or 40 songs of the week based on sales and popularity, which I don't know how that all came about. That was before Billboard was really the referenced source for top songs.
Were you buying 45s when WLS, John Records Landecker would play it, and you'd run out to the store and buy the 45?
No, I would go. I mean, I would listen to. Actually, I listened to three stations back in the day. I listened to LS CFL for the rock and roll.
Okay,
and then I'm trying to. There used to be a station right in between those two that played rhythm and blues. And it doesn't exist anymore. But that's where you would always hear the Motown songs before Ellis and CFL. Way before
they went mainstream.
Right. And so that's what I would reference when I would go into the store. And then, of course, I would look at the list and see what's up. I didn't have a lot of money to spend on it, so I'd have to be highly selective. Maybe 145 a week, if that, maybe once a month.
How much was a 45 back in the day?
Wow.
Because albums were around $8 to $12, I want to say.
Oh, no. They weren't that expensive back in the 60s?
No, I'm talking about my era, back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing
the double album,
inflation.
I want to say, was $25.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah. Easily, back in your day, yeah.
Okay.
I think singles, I might have spent maybe $1, $1.50, maybe $2 at the most, depending on who the group was, like when the Beatles came out. And they were issuing the 45s based on what the top songs were,
right?
Which ones charted. Those were a little more expensive. But I always went with songs that I really, really liked to hear. The very first 45 I bought was even before that. I was very young. My mom brought me to Walgreens over at Howard and Western for something. I don't know. She had to pick up something. And in the middle of an aisle was a very tall metal circular bin.
Okay.
With stacked full with 45 records with no covers on it.
So it was just...
In other words, no paper covers to
protect
them.
Right, it was just the 45.
So you had to pick through them, kind of like you do now. There's always a bin of like books,
right?
In the middle of a grocery store or something, and you know, oh, I don't like this one. You got it. You find yourself digging down to the bottom, and I found one about halfway down. I go, ooh, can I get this? And I got it. That was my first. I have no idea what it was. It was just like I knew the group, I knew the song, and I wanted her to buy it for me.
That's, see, Vivi, that's something you'll never understand.
And we always had 45
and I'm okay
adapters.
With that.
I don't know. It was such an. It was the entire experience. You were seeking out the music, and you were going to try to find it, and then you're going to bring it home, and then you put it on a record player, and you play it, and you listen to it.
But you had to, for the 45s, you had to get an adapter.
Oh, yeah.
For the middle.
Sure.
And you'd always, we used to have metal ones, and I was always afraid if I pop it out to put it on a new one, that I was going to break the record. But I actually now have a 45 adapter. It's a tall piece that would fit on the spindle of a regular record player now. So I don't have to, you could stack your 45s.
Oh, sure.
You know, but here's one thing that I'll bet you might want. And it's when I worked at a radio station in Las Vegas, we used to air Casey Kasem's American Top 40.
Right.
The show used to come in on albums. So it was about a three-hour show.
Yeah.
So
yep.
there were about four albums, and you would have to keep flipping the sides, and you would have two turntables. You'd be able to roll the from one section into another. We were an automated station. Everything was on tape. So we had to recorded on to reel to reel and do all the breaks and stuff on it with the computer.
Right.
But I kept the albums.
So do you still have them?
I've got about four of them at home from 1978.
Let's sell them. Let's put them on eBay.
No way.
Let's put them on eBay and make some money.
No.
You talked about that trip with your family. Yeah. There it is. Let's make some cash. Trying to make you some money.
Yeah.
Why do we hold on to things? Let's just sell it.
You know what? I did after my cancer. I went down to the storage closet, and we had two of them. Now we have one. And I got rid
by the way,
of everything.
That is such a Chicago saying. I went down to the storage locker. I went to my storage unit. Everybody that lives in the city has a storage unit.
Yeah.
I used to have two. Chain, I want to say, has four.
Really?
Yes, she does. I used to have one at Chicago and Orleans, and then Western and Diversey. Yes. But let's get rid of that stuff, Raj. I'll help you put it up on eBay. We'll sell it.
I'm down to enough stuff that I can fit it on my shelf in my room, and that's the stuff I'm keeping.
I think we should sell it. I'll only take 40%.
Okay. Such a deal.
It's 12:30. Quick break and news next on 720 WGN.
Hey, it's John Williams. Join me Saturday, June 22nd. Hometown Voices is back. We'll be broadcasting live from Swedish Days in Geneva. It's a Geneva tradition for 70 years. Live music, carnival rides. Visit the events page at WGNradio.com for details.
WGN Radio's Hometown Voices is back with John Williams, Saturday, June 22nd from 10 to noon. Live from Swedish Days on 720 WGN.
It doesn't get any sweeter than this. Seriously. Who wrote this?
Well, I've used MegaPros on several occasions for handyman-type repair work, and they've always done an excellent job. The jobs ranged from painting the deck portion of a porch to burglar-proofing my basement windows to helping me move everything in the basement so I could get a new drainage system installed.
We are talking today with Mega customer Sandra of Chicago.
Everybody's always been very courteous and reliable and able to explain what they're doing clearly in a way that I can understand it. They show up when they say they're going to, and so it's always been a very pleasant experience having them work here. And because this house is about 125 years old, there's always a little something to be worked on. Extremely satisfied, and I'm glad to call them. Call them!
One mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
MegaPros.com.
One mega call does it all.
Hey, it's John Williams. Spring's a great time to look at new windows and doors. I'm recommending Nextdoor and Window. We had them install beautiful, energy-efficient Marvin windows. Call today for 40% off installation of windows and doors with 18 months interest-free financing. Call 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or go to 1-800-NEXTDOOR.com.
Nextdoor and Window, thousands of options, one perfect fit.
The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare experience at their Dental Institute, Family Medicine Clinic, Speech-Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, and Eye Institute. At their clinics, you will receive exceptional care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at MWUClinics.com or call 630-743-4500. 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for healthcare.
720 WGN, we were talking about albums. 630 area code just sent us a text. I was born in 1951. My first 45 was purchased at a record store my dad went to at, I think, at Armitage and Larrabee. It was La Bamba by Richie Valens. I love that. Everybody remembers that. My first album that I ever had was Born to Run. My high school girlfriend gave it to me.
Ooh, nice.
I still have it to this day. You got to hold on to your first album.
Well, of course.
Yes. It
goes down in your storage locker.
Coming up after news, my brother sent me a article that was in that was posted on USA Today yesterday, and I'm so glad. This is the perfect time to do this. It's called 20 Everyday Tasks That No One Does Anymore. It kind of fits with the whole record store thing, so we're going to go over that.
All right, you want to take an over and under on how many of those I actually still do?
There's 20. I'm going to say you do 10.
All right. Okay.
The phone book thing, I don't want to give anything away, but I don't think you're looking up numbers in the phone book. I could be wrong.
No, you're right on that.
Okay.
Even though we do have an old phone book somewhere.
Well, of course you do.
Because we wrote numbers in it.
You're cracking me up tonight. Does the lake ever get up to 70? It always stays in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
When?
Not until
September?
Like August, September, yeah. When it's been warm enough, if it ever warms up. Mm. When it's been warm enough for a long enough time.
All I have to say is positive thinking brings positive outcomes, so let's just... no.
Just
no
be happy you're not in Mexico right now.
I'm telling you, if it's raining like this in July, you're going to get a lot of angry people.
I know.
The taxes are going up in this state, and we're all going to be rethinking what we're doing.
Well, I'm going to live here then. I'm not going to venture out of the building. I don't want anyone getting mad at me. But no, Mexico, you've seen the temperatures, what it's supposed to get up in Mexico?
No.
105 degrees.
What?
India, temperatures have been reaching 120 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's been like that for several weeks now. And so, you know, water reserves are drying up. People can't breathe.
There's something going on there.
It's ridiculous.
My brother sent me this article yesterday. It was on the USA Today website. 20 everyday tasks that nobody does anymore. By the way, we were talking about going to a record store and actually holding the album. No one does that anymore. No one goes to a record store. How about staying out overnight for concert tickets? Remember doing that back
standing
in the day?
Standing in line? Sure.
Standing in line for concert tickets?
Yeah.
Vivi, you remember that, right?
No.
No.
My parents were actually really strict, so none of that happened.
20 everyday things that no one does anymore, according to USA Today. Number one, memorize a phone number. Does anybody memorize phone numbers anymore?
Yes, I do.
I stopped many, many years ago.
Besides people outside your inner circle.
Oh, never mind.
Like I know my wife's and my son's and...
You're better than me.
My brother. Gosh, that's about it.
But you have like, you have seven, how many siblings do you have?
I have 11.
You have 11? That's a lot of
I know my mom's home number because I grew up with it. Yeah.
So that's an extra phone number right there.
So, Ron, you don't memorize numbers?
Back when I was young.
Well, yeah.
You had to memorize everything.
Yes.
Because, you know, you take your quarter or your dime out to the payphone and you had to call home from wherever you weren't supposed to be.
I hope a payphone's on this list. I really do. I do. Memorize phone numbers. No one does that anymore. Sell your car with a cardboard sign stuck on the windshield.
No.
No one does that anymore. Figure out math in your head.
What?
Does anyone do math?
I do math.
I do math longhand all the time. Do you still?
I do everything in my head.
You do?
Yeah.
23 times 42. You can do that in your head?
23 times 42.
You know, you got to put down the zero on the second line. You got to carry it.
That's
and you got to move it
nine.
Over.
23 and 42. That's 6 and 6. That's 12. Oh, carry the no. 1.
Oh, boy. This
that's
is...
8 and 12. That's 20, 21, 212.
Oh, boy.
12.
Oh, my gosh.
212.
Are you
wow,
sure about
that's,
that?
I want to check that out. Hold on a second. Okay. You said 200. No, you're wrong, Roger. 966.
No, what? 23 times 42.
23 times 42.
4 times 2 is 8. 4 times
where's
3.
Where's my calculator?
Yeah, no, I'm yeah. Like, 23 oh, times 42 oh, is 966. You were way off, Roger.
Sorry. Well, I was under pressure. Come on.
Hey, where's my calculator on my phone? That's the thing.
What happened?
You know when you put your phone in your pocket and yeah. suddenly you see everything moving around? It's like, oh, my God, I deleted an app. Well, I just figured it out. It was my calculator that deleted
that deleted?
Today. Yes. You know how you hit something and then the X's yeah. show up on the top of the squares yeah, and everything's yeah, yeah. shaking? Right. That was my calculator that oh. I lost on the front page. I guess I'm going to have to do math longhand. 20 everyday things that nobody does anymore. Call and ask a family member, where are you? Everybody has that app now. Find My Friends? Do you have that? Or
Life
360?
No.
We have Life 360, so we know where everybody is all the time. If you have kids, Life 360 is so easy.
We don't call, we text.
You do?
Yeah.
Where you at? What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about tell time by hands on a clock?
Oh, God, yes. Please.
Well, I know you can. Can the younger folk? I'm looking at Vivi and Curtis in there. Can you read a clock?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'm just asking.
Yes, Pete.
There's people that can't.
Curtis, can you read? Yeah, yes.
Jimmy Kimmel had a bit on, it was last week, and he, you know, when he does the sidewalk bit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he had people, you know, tell him what time it was. A lot of people couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. How about this one?
I understand that.
Everyday tasks that no one does anymore, make a photo album.
I make a collage on Instagram.
On Instagram, yes.
We have a lot of photo albums, but I haven't done one in ages.
When was the last time you took a picture, printed it out, and put it in a frame in your house or at work?
Probably within the last 2 years I've done it.
Actually, I just did this recently.
Yeah,
I did it for my mom, and I did it for George.
I'm just doing this because you're young. I mean, pictures were just such a big thing. You take a picture, and then you'd have to drop it off at Walgreens, and you'd have to wait 4 days for them to develop it, and then you'd look at the pictures at Walgreens, like, oh man, that was such a great party. It was.
I got to tell you, last summer, I found a bag of instant cameras.
What are you going to do with
them? I took them to Walgreens. They developed them. It took a lot longer than 4 days. It took almost 2 weeks.
Was it worth it?
I'd say about 70% of them were someone's thumb over the lens. And the rest were out of focus.
Oh, man.
So we spent all night going, can you see what this is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
photo albums. I miss the photo albums, yes. How about a CD or record collection? Nobody has those anymore.
Well, like you, I got rid of most all the CDs. And
right.
Before I got rid of the CDs, I digitized them. I put them on the computer, the ones I wanted to keep.
Do you play them?
Yeah. I got almost all of them on my phone now.
I know a guy that's got easily 70,000 songs on one of those external hard drives.
Yeah.
And he's got Alexa in his kitchen, and he ends up just telling Alexa to play music.
Yeah.
He doesn't even use it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Make mixtapes.
Not anymore. Not since high school.
God, I love that. I just banged out the mixtape. I did it. I milked that thing forever. I did the cassette tape in high school. We go on Vegas trips every year. I used to make everybody a mix CD. And now I just send out one song right before the trip. That's it. I miss those days. Things that people don't do anymore. Call a theater to get movie times.
Yeah, I've never done that.
There's no reason to anymore.
The only Bridget used to until I showed her how to look it up on the internet.
I love Fandango. I love that app more than anything. I use it all the time.
Mm.
All the time.
Yep.
My son went to 2 movies this week. Boom. Buy it. There you go. Make it happen. 312-981-7200, our phone number, also our text line, 773 area code, rotary phones.
Ooh.
Remember the rotary phones? Back
I remember
in the day?
Those. Yep, yeah. I remember those.
No,
I used to play
don't.
With them.
Oh,
yes, I do. My grandparents
just
had them.
Cut it out. Just
how many did you have in your house?
Me growing up, we had two. We had one. Actually, we had three. We had a princess phone in my parents' room.
Mm-hmm.
We had a.
yeah.
Remember the greenish blue color mm-hmm. of the 70s? We mm-hmm. had one of those rotary phones with the longest cord on the planet. So
in
you
your
could
kitchen.
Talk. Yes.
Right?
So you could talk to your girlfriend or boyfriend and walk out the back door and sit on the back step yep. in privacy.
We had the same thing in our yeah. kitchen, so mom could walk the entire kitchen while she was cooking.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'd always stretch out the phone cord, mm-hmm. and then you'd have to call the phone company, and they'd have to take 6 months before you got a new cord.
Or it would completely wind up, and you would try to walk, and you would, like, lose the phone. And then we had another one in the basement.
Oh.
An old
right.
black one.
Oh, we had the black
ton.
One in the basement.
Yes.
Yes. We used to use it when we get in fights.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'd take it and I'd smack my brother with it. Absolutely. Right.
That's not the intent.
I know, but it worked. If he's bigger than you. Everyday task that no one does anymore. How about record your favorite programs on tape?
I could, but I don't.
Like VHS?
VHS.
Yes. VHS.
Oh, I think the last time I did that was like 2001.
How about watching shows when they are broadcast live?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I only do sporting events live.
Well, I did. Well, it was the Open today. I watched the whole thing live.
Okay,
but,
well, that's a sporting event.
But we'll watch PBS stuff.
You don't wait 10 minutes so you can fast forward if you're recording
no.
it?
No, we don't fast forward stuff. We just... When we're watching stuff on Prime, like we did last night, we started two shows that we thought were
really
cool.
Well, there's no commercials on Amazon Prime.
Well, I know,
shows.
But we would watch, and on PBS, there's no commercials.
Oh, okay. I got to be honest, I never watch PBS, ever. I don't even know what's on PBS besides the Dennis DeYoung auction. Oh. You know, when they're trying to raise money
his
and
concert,
they put Dennis
and then
DeYoung.
He's there in the studio raising money for the,
yes,
the
he
Channel
is.
11, yeah.
Yes. Quick break, and we'll come back to more of these. 312-981-7200, 720 WGN. 720 WGN, we're talking about everyday tasks that no one does anymore. Elton Jim just walked in the studio. You're
Peter.
On it. You're on at 1 o'clock.
Yes, how you doing there, Peter?
When was the last time you memorized a phone number?
Yeah, KI5-1065. Remember the letters?
KI5.
Remember you used to do the letters?
I remember that from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah, we used to. My phone number was KI5-1065.
KI5.
It was Kildare 5.
Okay.
And there was, two. It used to be KI and, there used to be the letters, two letters. And
Evanston
then
had University, UN4,
right.
Mine, or UN6, or DA for Davis, Davis 8.
Right.
And then the four numbers.
Yeah, KI5, 1065.
Wow. How about cut things out of the newspaper?
Oh, I still do that. I get a newspaper delivered every day.
Every single day.
Yeah. Bridget does it too, usually cartoons.
I've got newspaper clips in my briefcase
it.
Right
that's,
here.
You go online.
He's getting it.
Oh my God, he's got a newspaper
wow.
and he's got clippings.
I got clips.
Wow. Welcome to 1982.
I am not just old school.
You
I'm
are
ancient
way
school.
Old school.
I'm ancient school.
That is funny.
What do you want?
That is hilarious. Is that today's paper?
I get it delivered every morning.
How about send a handwritten letter? And mailed that, it.
Yeah. And mail it.
Yes.
Yeah, even mail it.
You gotta mail it.
Well now. Do you pay your bills electronically?
My wife does it all because I was lazy back in the day.
But does she do it electronically?
Yes. Some of it. She still mails a check for the mortgage.
Envelopes and stamps. It's all I do. In fact, they're like, don't you want to do your bill electronically? No. Send me a bill.
I do...
It feels more real.
I do Xfinity. I do my credit card. Yeah, I do everything electronically.
No,
now that I think about it.
I don't believe it's possible.
How about a handwritten letter to somebody just to say hello? When was the last time
or
you did
thank
that?
Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't
Bridget
done that for a
it.
While.
Bridget does it maybe two, three times a month.
I do one or two a week. That's my thing.
Who do you do it to?
Anybody. I'll just reach out to somebody.
You must not have my address.
I don't. We haven't seen each other in a while.
For somebody who writes all these letters, my mailman has yet to get one from you. So,
what is your address? Kildare
K14. KI5-1065.
Everyday tasks that no one does anymore. Use a phone booth to make a phone call.
Wow.
Where's
can
the
payphone? Find
at?
One.
They don't even exist anymore.
Payphones?
There's a couple at O'Hare, but they are few and far between.
Yep. There's a few. There was one on the street. Where was that? Isn't there one downstairs somewhere around here?
Really?
I don't know.
I have no idea. No, that's. And think about if you're. You know, Illinois Bell or whatever. Remember Illinois Bell? That doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about all the revenue that that used to be
major. Huge.
There used to be lines. You would wait in line to use a public phone.
Man.
And there were banks of them.
They made so much money. How much did you hate the phone company back in the day? They got their due, didn't they?
And how many times did you have to put a quarter in and it ate it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even another five more quarters in.
Right. That would drive me crazy.
Pain in the butt.
Gosh, you guys lived a tough life.
In my day, we had to put quarters in phones, and we liked it. We loved it.
Everyday task. How about carry cash? Does anybody carry cash?
Yep,
does anybody have any cash?
You know, I got to tell you.
You need change?
I do.
You're that guy, Raj.
I am.
I do all of this.
Right you here. Have $3, Jim.
You want $3? I got $3.
$3?
I got one, two,
everybody
three.
Pull out your wallet. How much money do you have?
I got some major cabbage here.
8, 9,
I shouldn't
10,
say that. They're
going to
mug me when I leave.
Do people carry wallets anymore?
I do.
Oh,
I got
I
this little pouch.
I have a money clip.
You have a
it's
money
a credit
clip.
Credit card wallet, though.
Yeah, that's what my kind of thing is.
You never
I have
know
$3
cash.
In cash. I have $3.
There I have zero.
Holding enough for people watching online.
That's embarrassing.
It. That's all I got. 815 area code. Nobody...
815 would be SL4.
Nobody calls the operator to look up a phone number anymore. Remember? You used to dial
the operator.
Yes, I'm looking for Jim in Orland Park.
411.
His last name is spelled, yes.
Yeah.
And then they'd go through every single one of them.
Well, how about the phone book?
No phone book.
Remember a phone book?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Isn't that White Pages?
Yeah.
Well, online.
Wow, look at you. She just went on Google.
You don't even know what a phone book
she
is.
She went on Google to find that. She didn't know what the hell you're talking
pages.
About.
The white pages. The yellow pages,
that
if you have
so
to look
racist,
something up.
That is so racist, by the way.
Right. The white pages.
The white pages. It's Caucasian, okay?
And, you know, another thing about the phone company, remember you'd have to call them up. Don't put my phone number in there.
Oh, just right. Yeah, you would have to either tell them to, omit.
You know, we talked about memorizing numbers. I still remember the O'Brien's number. Let's see, the Cupforts that lived across the street and the McLaughlins. I still remember
their
number
yours?
To this day. Yeah, my mother still has the same phone number she's had my whole life.
Oh, really?
She has, yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Definitely so. 815 area code, I'm sorry, 630 area code, Blockbuster.
Oh, and that's not even that long ago.
Blockbuster.
I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, that's
that was
not
exciting
that
days
ago.
For me.
When you go to small towns, like when I go back to Peoria to see my mother, there's still a video store called Video One on War Memorial Drive.
There's still some places called Family Video that
Family
I see.
Family Video, that's Video still, One. You're right.
Yeah. In Galesburg, they've got one.
Yeah.
I'm losing my voice. In Galesburg?
Yes.
What Galesburg. Are you doing in Galesburg?
It's where Bridget's family's from.
You're kidding.
I spent a ton of time in Galesburg.
That was her one of my first radio there. Jobs at
WAAB. You can always
tell
Galesburg by the skyscrapers.
I got two left.
They've got a drive-through liquor store. What
I was just in Peoria.
P-town?
Back in October, yeah.
What were you doing in Peoria?
I was doing a play there, and it was very... I never had been to Peoria before. It's the first time I was there.
Why didn't you call me? I would have met you down there.
It's a nice city.
Yeah, they have 4 o'clock bars.
And we said this place was a major casino. There's, like, major gambling around
You there. Stayed at the Paradise?
Yes, the Pair-a-Dice.
Right.
Yeah.
Paradise.
Yeah, the Pair-a-Dice.
Right.
P-A-I-R.
We used to call it the floating ATM because it's a boat.
Well, that's the thing.
It is still a boat.
So they said, we're going to stay at the Paradise and it's a casino. And I said, okay, cool. And then I go in there and they said, okay, the casino is, you know, You got to walk down. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I thought it was in here. I thought I'm in Vegas. What am I doing
here? You have to walk across the parking lot.
Yeah, and it was pouring rain.
Right.
And they said, we can drive you there. I said, it's two feet away.
Well, they do have a shuttle, and I've taken it. I've stayed at that hotel.
At 3 a.m. Yeah,
actually,
the Paradise.
Here's some trivia for you. Charlie McMurray was baptized at the Paradise in Peoria.
What?
Oh right. Where?
He was baptized at the casino. Because
what, did he fall off the boat?
We were there for a wedding, and I thought it would be funny. I invited the priest, and I said, I want my son baptized at the casino.
Want something even more?
What?
How many people do you know who were born in Las Vegas?
Greg Maddox.
Born in Vegas?
Vince Neil from Motley Crue.
He is from Vegas.
So was our daughter.
Your daughter was born in Vegas?
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
I always like
you
to
mean
say that
Snake
I won
Eyes Baddish?
Table. Yeah. I wonder at the craft table.
You mean Little Joe Baddish?
Yeah.
I rolled Boxcar Baddish?
Winner!
What has happened to this thing? I feel like this bit has gone on for about 45 minutes. I thought this would be something fun to talk about. Let me get to the last two things. Everyday tasks that people use.
Dying to get through this list.
When was the last time you used a travel agent? Anybody?
I'm using one right now.
All the time.
Okay, I still use a travel agent, too. Yeah. Getting your old checks back from the bank every month. Remember that?
You'd have to
balance your checkbook?
No.
I shredded them all.
But
now.
I do get my statement on paper, so they do send me a picture of my checks.
They send you a picture of your check?
Yeah, on the back of my statement.
What do you mean? You still write checks?
I get a
Oh, my God. You are Mr. 1982. If Chet Kopic comes back from the dead and walks through the door, is he your first guest?
All right.
How you doing, everybody?
All right. Yeah. Big Rock Mountain Candy.
Yeah. What do you have coming up tonight? You want to borrow some of this? I got a stack of papers.
Well,
I got some
we still
bits
have seven more on your list. We didn't finish, so we'll just continue Pete's amazing bit here about what we haven't done.
I love talking about record stores. I love talking about the 80s and
90s. When you were talking about that, I lived in record stores. In fact, the neighborhood that you're talking about, the guy that you spoke to,
Portage Park.
Yeah, that was my old stomping grounds, and there used to be three or four record stores that I would make a regular, stop at each one, and then Rolling Stone Records was on Harlem and Irving.
Okay,
and that's still there. That's a huge record store that's still there.
Really,
and survived. All the CDs.
Who's playing albums?
Well, I mean, there is. I know
there's people, but it's not mainstream.
No, and everybody says, oh, well, albums have gone up 300%. In sales. Yeah, well, from zero, if you sell three, that's 300%. So, I mean, no one was buying albums. So, and then what kills me, too, is, I mean, people our age are a little older.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, waxing, no pun intended, nostalgic about, they sound so great.
Yes.
And they're so cool. And I'm like, do you realize, baby boomers, you killed vinyl.
You did.
You couldn't wait to get rid of your albums
and replace
your entire collection with CDs.
Yes.
So don't act like you're some holder of the flame. You killed vinyl.
Of course.
So now it's all guilt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They want to go back to it. They want to get that album.
Throwing the baby out with the bathwater there,
because
buddy.
There's nothing I like better than pops and hisses and scratches on my records. Sounds terrible.
If you've played them long enough, you get that.
And then if you have a pet, he's running into it.
What was the first thing you talk about? You're talking about what you used to do. When you bought an album at the store, what was the first thing you did?
I read the liner notes.
Well, first thing
you... Put the album on.
Well, first you open the album and put it by the light to make sure there were no scratches.
Yes.
So you wouldn't have to bring it back.
And then you'd put it on the album, or you'd put it on the record player, and then you'd have to clean it with that little felt thing.
With the
big wood thing on it.
With the felt, and there is a bad little liquid.
Yes.
And it's like, why is there a liquid on my album? Isn't this going to ruin it?
The liquid went inside the handle, the wood handle.
And then half the time,
felt.
If you remember those vinyl records, they were all wobbly. Like sometimes you'd get a nice flat one, but half the time they're like from the back of a cereal box.
True.
And they'd be brruh, 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 brruh. Yeah, these are great.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, give me a break. Just buy a CD. It sounds so much better. You can carry it in your pocket.
A CD. Nobody has CDs anymore.
But I'm just saying, if you're gonna buy something tangible, I mean, all I know is when I was in college I used to DJ at dances. I had 17 apple crates that weighed 58 pounds. I was killing myself. Today, these DJs walk in. They got a razor. It's in their head.
That's it.
And they just click. They click the buttons on their head, and they get their songs coming out.
Right. That's how it works.
And I was sitting there carrying these apple crates.
And when you go to a club and you see a guy that's kind of acting like he's mixing, he's got two laptops that are playing the music that are segging together.
It's Run DMC. That's 48 years ago.
Listen,
grow up.
Go write a check.
Go write
Elton
a
Jim's check. Coming up next. You guys have a great weekend.